Hello. Do you remember when you were a child growing up and things that you wanted to do and trying to do something and not being able to do it and how frustrated that made you feel? And you'd try and you'd get frustrated and you'd try and you'd get frustrated until eventually you got so frustrated that you just said, oh, I can't do it. I just can't. And then eventually some well-meaning adult in your life, maybe a teacher, maybe a parent, would say to you, of course you can. There's no such thing as can't. Try again. And you'd try again, and then you'd probably get it right. Well, with adults, it's much the same. We have things in our lives that we'd like to do and like to achieve, but we feel we can't. But unlike when we were children, there's no well-meaning adult there saying, of course you can do it. There's no such thing as can't. And so instead of being persuaded into trying again or to actually doing something, we don't even try. We just face the fact that, well, I can't do it, so I won't do it. So I'm not even going to try. But think about it. Think about one thing in your life that you'd like to achieve or like to do. One thing that you feel you can't do. And then think about the reasons why you feel that you can't do that thing. And is it really true that you can't? Or is it just that you don't know how yet? Think about the reasons why you can't do what you want to do. And are they reasons why, or are they just barriers to overcome? Because there is a difference. And once you think about your reasonings and your barriers that you need to overcome, think about how you could overcome them. Because in a lot of instances, you can. Just because you can't achieve something in the way you envisaged it to happen doesn't mean that you can't achieve it. It just means that you don't know how to achieve it yet. You just need to find a way. So actually, I think I can fairly safely say that there's no such thing as can't.